This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. I've got a really valuable update for you today, some life-saving information on survival gear, specifically a combat medic gear. I've been doing some training recently. You know, I like to train with lots of people who have been in the military, former special forces, former Navy SEALs, and so on. Recently got a chance to train with a former U.S. Army combat medic who was attached to the 82nd Airborne and saw a lot of you know, emergency medicine situations, as you might expect. And this person, he taught me some very valuable things. We did a lot of drills, by the way, drills of one-handed shooting and one applying tourniquets one-handed. You know what happens if you're shooting, you're in a fight, and you get shot in your right hand, let's say, and you're a right-handed person. Well, how do you apply a tourniquet to your right arm using your left hand and then continue fighting with your pistol with just one hand, your what's called your weak side, your weak hand? If you're a right-handed shooter, your left hand would be your weak, you know, your weak side hand, whereas your right hand is considered your strong side hand. So how do you fight with one hand? How do you reload your pistol with one hand? How do you clear jams? That was a fun one. I actually ended up with somehow a double feed in my SIG pistol, a failure to extract and an attempted double feed when I had a tourniquet on my right arm and I was shooting only with my left. And try clearing a double feed, one-handed weak hand, while your right arm is throbbing from a tourniquet. That's fun right there. But we worked through it. Not a situation you want to have to deal with. Not something that you can deal with quickly. But you can work through it if you know what to do. And so that's why I connect with all these different kinds of instructors. But anyway, this instructor taught me a couple of things. Well, more than a couple, but a couple I'll share with you here. One is that the tourniquet that I had, he said it's not a very good quality tourniquet. So I had been purchasing what are called the Recon tourniquets online because they look the same as the other brands, but he even said they were like counterfeit or copycat. I'm not sure that's really the best way to describe it, but it certainly is a lower quality. And he said, he looked at me, he's like, I'm surprised that tourniquet even survived the class because apparently he's seen them fall apart. So I trust guys like this because obviously they've used tourniquets in the field a lot more than I have because I'm not a combat medic. I've never had to put a tourniquet on somebody else, but these guys have. And so I trust their views and their experience on this. So he recommended, instead of the Recon tourniquet, he recommended the CAT tourniquet, CAT tourniquet, which is made by, what is it, North American Rescue, I think is the name of the company that makes them. I may not have that right, but it is called the CAT or CAT tourniquet. And he said that's a much better tourniquet to get. They can cost $25, $35 each, but they're going to be much better. So I went ahead and purchase some of those tourniquets, and I'll be showing those in the videos next. The second thing I learned, very important, is that staging the tourniquet on your body makes all the difference in your ability to deploy it effectively. And staging a tourniquet means, and I learned this too, number one, having it pre-configured with a very large loop. So you want a big loop in it. And a loop, when I say big, that might be 14 inches if you were to stretch out the loop and hold it, say, between your thumbs on opposite ends of the loop, that might be a 14-inch distance between your thumbs. And then you fold it up from there, and then you stage it on your body wherever you're going to carry this tourniquet. I even met an orthopedic surgeon who wears a tourniquet in an ankle rig. And this guy you know, he's a surgeon. He sees blood and bones all day long. That's what he does. So, you know, for him, like, combat medic skills are not, you know, it's just a matter of learning certain things, but it's not, there's not a gore factor for him because he's a surgeon anyway. Like the rest of us, we're not used to seeing, you know, a person's open pelvis, you know, right their leg there on the table. But this guy is, because that's what he does all day long. He, you know, he repairs people's bones, which involves a lot of blood. And he said they will apply tourniquets to people during the surgical procedures for up to 2 hours. And then they have to let the tourniquet loose for about 10 minutes to restore blood flow to that particular limb, and then they'll reapply the tourniquet. But can you imagine having a tourniquet on your leg for 2 hours? Wow. Or your arm, or what have you. That's a lot. But, you know, hey, they know what they're doing. They've done the math on this. They have timers on the tourniquets, by the way, so they know exactly how long they've been applied and how many minutes they have left to go. But in any case, a lot of people carry tourniquets, and I was surprised to learn just how many do. So staging the tourniquet is crucial. And by staging, what I mean is, where are you carrying this tourniquet on your body? Do you have it on your belt? Do you have it in a pouch? Do you have it in a fanny pack or a purse or a pocket? And if you have it in a pocket, can you reach that pocket with either hand? This is absolutely key, because if you can't reach that pocket with both hands, then you only have a one-sided, you know, you can only cover half your body. Maybe you can only reach that tourniquet with your right hand. Well, what are you going to do if your right hand is the hand that gets shot up, or your right arm is shot up and a bullet goes right through a nerve bundle in your upper arm, for example? Guess what? Oh, you don't have any, you know, finger coordination anymore. How are you going to get that tourniquet out of your right-handed pocket? So the solution is, some people carry tourniquets and first aid gear in a pouch, like a fanny pack. And it's like a first aid fanny pack, but they carry it in the front, typically. And someone watching you carry that might think, oh, you must have a concealed weapon in there, but it's actually just a first aid kit. That's what's interesting. Some people also carry tourniquets on their waist belt, and there is a, what's it called? Filster, I think, is the name of a product that it uses little tiny bungee cords to allow you to fold a tourniquet into a relatively flat kind of backing, a poly backing with little bungee cords, and then you could attach that to your belt, or you could attach it to Molly gear, for example. There are a number of ways that you could then wear that or attach it to your body. And so, again, I think it's called Filster, or F-I, maybe it's F-L-S-T-E-R or F-I-L-S-T-E-R. Not sure exactly the way it's spelled. Maybe it's P-H, but it's Filster is how it's pronounced. And I'm going to get one of those and show it on camera, because I've seen these and they look very practical, and it's important to be able to stage a tourniquet, you know, somewhere on your body so you can get to it. And then the other thing that's important, of course, is to drill with it. So can you put on a tourniquet, you know, in under 20 seconds? Hopefully. if you can't, you might need to practice. And of course, you need to be able to do it with your left hand or your right hand. You need to be able to apply a tourniquet to, well, if you're conservative, you need to be able to apply tourniquets to either leg or either arm. If you don't have blood to your brain, really nothing else is working, is it? or as my instructor joked, he said, hey, guess what? All bleeding stops eventually. Just depends on the way you want to stop it. You could do something, you could put on a tourniquet and you could stop the bleeding deliberately, or you could do nothing and bleed out, and then the bleeding stops also. But of course, you lose the patient or you die yourself. So all bleeding stops eventually. Just try to stop it using a method that keeps you alive. Right? That makes good sense. Okay. So that's sort of the tourniquet lesson. And I'll probably show this on video more in the future because, you know, being the health ranger, I'm someone who is really focused on keeping people healthy. And, you know, day to day, that's nutrition, that's superfoods, that's eating organic, that's avoiding pesticides, all these things. But in a survival scenario, that also means not bleeding out. If you get shot or if you're in a car accident, or maybe your loved one is with you in a car accident and something bad happens to you, you know, you need to be able to know how to treat injuries. And this is the way to do that. So I'll keep you posted with, you know, more knowledge. The things that I learned, I'll continue to pass on to you. And I'm always learning more. That's the one thing that I guess I'm known for, is just constantly learning new things and then sharing what I learn. And it's amazing how if you're willing to spend the time like I am, you can become proficient in all kinds of things that you never imagined. I mean, just as examples, just the things that I've done, because I don't spend any time socializing, partying, watching TV, you know, none of those things. Because of that, I've been able to learn how to fly a Cessna, been able to learn how to do lab science and run analytical instruments. I've been able to learn how to run rifles and pistols in tactical combat training type of scenarios. I've been able to learn long-range shooting. Now I'm learning more emergency medicine and just so many things. If you're willing to put in the time, you can learn, you can become proficient in many, many areas. Doesn't mean you're the number one expert in those areas. And I'll admit that in every area where I'm proficient, there is somebody or even many people who are more proficient than me because that's the only thing they do. That's their expertise. However, there are very few people who know as many diverse skills as I do. Very few people who have that broad spectrum, you know, across everything from, you know, nutrition and combat survival skills and, you know, all these things, you know, how to fly an airplane, whatever, how to run a lab, you know, nutrition, herbs, natural medicine, all these things. Very few people have that combination, but it is accessible to you. And there's nothing that special in my neurology that's very different from yours. We're all born with the same basic genetics and the same basic brains and the same neurology. Although I will admit that following a healthy diet and doing all the things that I do in terms of nutrition, that does enhance cognitive protection. So I do take care of my brain. You know, I do take care of things and I do enjoy learning. I do spend a lot of time learning. So that, you know, those are, I think, behavioral types of things. But if you wish to learn, you can learn. If you wish to become proficient in all these areas, you can do so. You can become more proficient on a firearm than an average cop. You can become as proficient as an average soldier. It really doesn't take that much work to become as proficient as a typical soldier in terms of firearms. Not saying soldiers aren't proficient. They are. I'm just saying the basic skills, like getting the 80% proficiency level that you need, doesn't take that many hours. It's that last, you know, 10% of proficiency that takes the most time. But you can get the basics in a very short period of time. Same thing is true with medical training. You know, same thing is true with nutritional knowledge, you know, survival skills, outdoor skills. You know, for example, you can learn how to build shelters. You can learn how to tie knots with paracord. And it doesn't take that much time to become, just to get some basic proficiency in building shelters or wildcrafting food or building a water filter or learning how to start a fire in a rainy forest. You know, even if it's wet, there are ways to start a fire. You can learn all this stuff, and I encourage you to do so. So I'm going to continue to bring you this information as often as I can. And read my websites. I have gear.news, survival.news, focused on these topics. Of course, I also publish naturalnews.com. And you can hear my podcasts at brighteon.com. And if you want to support us, I've got my online store, healthrangerstore.com, carries hundreds of products that are laboratory tested and validated to be clean food products. Clean when it comes to heavy metals, clean when it comes to being tested for glyphosate and microbiology and all these other things. Because we do the science. I actually do a lot of the science. I mean, I run the instruments. I've since hired people to help me run the instruments, but I've learned every instrument first. And then I taught someone else to take over that instrument. For example, I don't run the ICP-MS right now because I'm running the triple quad mass spec, doing all the glyphosate research and method validation and all that stuff. So I'm running the glyphosate right now. I'm not running the heavy metals, but I've got a lab tech running the heavy metals. But I can run the heavy metals, and I'm the one who solves the problems with the heavy metals, by the way. Hey, how come this isn't scanning today? Well, how come we have the relative standard deviation on this internal standard? You know, went up to 10.5 today. What's going on? I'm the one who solves those problems. But in any case, I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you for learning and taking steps to protect your life and protect your health. And I'll keep bringing you this information for as long as I'm able. Thanks for listening. Take care. Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition, healthrangerstore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, healthrangerstore.com is where you find it.